Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn to communicate like the world's most successful leaders. Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where we talk about things that are critical in communication to ensure your success. And one of the things we've talked about a lot is the importance of energy and how people match your energy in 3 minutes or less. And as we've talked about this in different podcast episodes, I receive feedback from different people in the community asking me questions saying, Chad, what about this? What about this? What about this? In this episode, I'm going to talk about or answer three of the common questions I'm getting specifically when it comes to energy. Because energy is one of those things that can have tremendous impact on your success in business and in life. If you have the right energy, it can change everything. And when I think about that, or as I say that, I'm reminded of my oldest son, Tyler, would approach any situation with positive energy. And he was excited. And regardless of the circumstances, approached it with that level of energy that attracted people to him constantly throughout his high school career. And his other siblings would say, I don't get it. Why does everyone gravitate towards Tyler? And I'd tell him it's because of his energy and how he's showing up. And they'd be like, yeah. And you know, being their dad, they'd quickly dismiss me and say, yeah, whatever. But it's real. And the power of that energy is real. So as we unpack these three questions that I'm receiving over and over again, think about how you can improve your energy to be more successful in business and in life. Now, the first question is, how can I maintain consistent energy throughout the day? Because especially if you're an entrepreneur, you know that one moment you can be on top of the world and the other moment you can be in the depths of despair. And that's not only for entrepreneurs, but can be in life in general. So when people ask me, Chad, how do you maintain that right level of energy throughout the day? The first thing I want to remind all of us is starting your day with purpose. When you're clear in where you're going, you will overcome the obstacles that are presented in your way that come before you because you know where you're destined to go. You understand it, you get it, and you're focused on your destination. So remember to start the day with purpose and intention. And the key in all of that is how are you talking to yourself in that experience? You know, one of the things I'll often tell my children, they'll say, Dad, I'm so stupid, right? And I'll turn to them and say, you know, that's genetically impossible. You're my child. Then they'll leave, you know, confused. But the point is, when we constantly beat ourselves up, it becomes very difficult to maintain that right level of energy throughout the day. So how do I maintain that consistent energy? One, have a purpose. Be intentional. Know where you're headed. Number two, watch closely how you talk to yourself. Okay, the next question I'm getting regularly is this. How do I project the right energy in different situations while still being authentic? And I think that's a great question because a lot of people say, well, Chad, if I'm having a bad day and I just pretend that I'm always positive and I'm always optimistic, people will come across and be like, you're fake. And you're not wrong. I remember years ago having a leader that was always going around and pretending that everything was wonderful, even when it was not. And so he'd be like, oh, everything's great. Everything's great. And people would be like, well, I don't know if it's really great. Oh, yeah, it is. If you just think it's great, it's all going to be great. And people thought this individual to be not authentic at all. So how do you combat that? Well, the very first thing I suggest is make sure that you work on being self-aware. Self-awareness is one of those critical skills that will really empower you to managing your energy appropriately. Be aware of the circumstances around you. Be aware of the people around you. And don't be afraid to acknowledge it. when I think of the situation that I just referenced a moment ago with that leader who was looking at everything, that it was great regardless of the circumstances, what people really were craving was him to acknowledge the dire circumstances that they would be in. If you acknowledge those circumstances, if you acknowledge that, oh my goodness, yeah, things are extremely rough right now, but guess what? And then you add your positivity to that afterwards, then you will be seen as someone who is authentic. The challenge is when we ignore the realities of the situation that you are in. And so when you say, hey, yeah, it's rough, this stinks, this is a terrible situation to be in, and you acknowledge that, then you move forward full speed ahead with that positivity, then you can really capture the hearts and minds of the people that you're leading, and they'll want to follow you because they realize that you are authentic. Understand this. If you just try and have positive energy and be optimistic and excited and not acknowledge the challenges in business and life and so forth, then you will be viewed as someone who's not authentic. Acknowledge those challenges, but then don't let it derail you from positivity and optimism. Because going back to the first point I made, when you are clear in your destination and you know where you're headed, then even when those obstacles come, you can acknowledge them, but you're still headed in the right direction. And then the last question that I'm receiving so often is this: how can I boost my energy when I feel drained? And that's a tough question, because sometimes we feel drained. Sometimes we feel exhausted. Sometimes we feel beat up. And we're just like, whew, this is tough. Life can be tough. Business can be tough. Leadership can be tough. And when we're dealing with those circumstances, how do we boost our energy? One of the things that I do is when I'm feeling that, I review my goals. I review my affirmations. I review where I'm headed. That in itself, when I just pause and just review my affirmations, that is huge for me. Another thing that I will do is I will call somebody that I know can give me that injection of positivity. And I talk about it all the time when TK is on the podcast with me and we're doing this together. TK is that source for me, to where I call him and I'm like, man, I am getting beat up here. Just last week, I called him because I'm buying another business, and the business that I thought I was buying and I thought we had verbally agreed on the contract, well, it came back very different than what I had thought. And I was frustrated. I was mad. And I called TK and I start sharing with him my frustrations. And TK goes, whoa, slow down. Hey, there may be a misunderstanding here. You know, it's possible that the attorney drew up the contract and then the individual selling the business just sent it to you before they read it. And I was like, well, and I wasn't having it. I was frustrated. But TK was constantly positive and reminding me, hey, you may still have a deal here. You may still buy this business. Don't be too short-sighted. Think through it. And it was this positive energy that I really needed. And frankly, this was a conversation I had with TK on Friday night. Monday, I called the individual that I'm purchasing a business from, and he goes, oh my goodness, I can't believe that. The attorney made a mistake. I just assumed I told him to make these changes. There were multiple changes he needed to make, and he never made them. And he was very frustrated. And so it looks like, you know, it's possible the deal may still close. But the reality is, I knew where to go to gain my source of strength to maintain that positivity. So question number three, how do I boost my energy when I feel drained? Really revisit your affirmations, why you do what you do. And then second, find that individual or individuals that can be a source of strength for you. Because the reality is, people match your energy and they're looking for the positive energy that you can bring. Look and monitor your energy and make it your best, and people will be attracted to you. Have a tremendous day.